Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I ran across an article from 2014 reminding us that that was about the time that Windows XP was end of mainstream support for most people, although there are some versions of Windows XP that'll still be supported until 2019, which is kind of a scary thought. But there's a lot of, single-purpose systems that are running Windows XP that upgrading them to, you know, a newer operating system is not feasible because they're running some specialized software. And I guess this came up actually when we were discussing the fact that ATMs can get hacked. Actually, a colleague of mine wrote an article on LinkedIn, kind of saying how the sad state of ATM security and what actually kind of confounds me about that is that a lot of the issues, I won't say all of the issues with the security of the teller machines that you get your cash advances from. What surprises me about those is not that they're running vulnerable versions of software and that kind of stuff that seems to be par for the course, but the fact that they can't get the physical security right, that the issues that they're identifying in these in some of these ATMs, it's like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you even if you did have all the software done right, if you can't fix the stuff that's the physical security issues, then it really doesn't matter, right? And if you think about an ATM machine, sometimes if it's not attached to a bank, it probably that's really a lot of what protects it, is that it's that messing with the machine physically might be something you'd notice or that somebody else would notice. You kind of want those machines to be physically resilient to the extent it possibly can. And when these ATMs have actual physical issues with them, then those can be exploited somehow to get money out of them that you're not supposed to get. That's all bad. The whole Windows XP thing is definitely a challenge. The fact that it's still out there, and probably even after Microsoft, does end of support on that, that one or two specific versions of Windows XP, that's just one operating system. There's a lot of different machines that are using Linux in one way or another. Things like your home router. Or other devices that are running some just really antiquated version of Linux, and you're not getting patches for it. It's the same problem, right? It's that as new security vulnerabilities are found, all the devices that are out there aren't necessarily evaluated for what vulnerabilities might exist in these devices. And if somebody figures it out, great. So I get, what's the answer to this problem, right? Because there's always going to be devices that are put out that are going to end up, maybe not being supported for one reason or another, and they have vulnerabilities in them. Well, what do you do? Well, of course, you one answer, of course, is replace them all. But then sometimes that's not economically feasible, or even something that is, it's not economically feasible, or there may not be a way to replace it, even if you had the money. Some of these sort of single use devices. So what do you do? Well, this is where you still have to do kind of the traditional sort of information security, right? If you're in an organization, right, you have to make sure that there are going to be things that you can't patch for one reason or another, and so you have to do things, you have to put other mitigating controls in place or compensating controls, to protect these devices, and you isolate them. You do your network segmentation and stuff. And of course, for things that live in the cloud, I think it'll be easier, assuming again you move to a sort of a rapid deployment model, and you do a lot of the deployment in an automated fashion, and then you don't patch the next version to your next version of the application. You just roll out a new instance of it. If you can do that with your entire application stack, that actually simplifies a lot of things. You don't have to patch anything anymore because you're in a continual deployment model where you're always tweaking things and deploying the next version of the application, or patching the vulnerabilities or whatever. You're not necessarily taking the time to take your existing instances and patch them. You're just deploying a new one with this, with all the patches applied, kind of thing. So So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that, yeah, there's always going to be things that you're not gonna be able to patch, right? Whether it's old Windows XP boxes or routers that vendors have given up on, and you can either replace them or you can put compensating controls in place. This problem isn't going to go away anytime soon. And again, sometimes the answer is you accept the risk and hope nothing happens, or don't put any valuable critical data on it. That's another option as well. So, yeah, this is the state of information security today, I suppose. And it's not going away anytime soon. And certainly with the number of devices that are proliferating, it's only going to get there's going to be more and more things that are going to be out there you're either going to have to figure out some way to patch or isolate it on the network in a way so that it doesn't endanger other things. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.